these people.
It's the reason.
Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things. Mm-hmm. Nice things.
The creamed corn on the bottom of the tank. That is civilization. It is why we can't have nice things. Well, if we've learned anything in life, it's that the life of an influencer is tough.
Oh, is it now?
It's tough. Hey, that poor girl hadn't been out of the closet up here for ages. Yeah, so I hope we rescue a cowgirl. I don't know.
But this manager?
This influencer, Michelle Sky Hayward, shared a video of herself. She was swimming through some, beautiful area, seemingly off of Cape Town, South Africa.
I'm having so much fun, I literally don't even feel the cold. That is salty.
Yeah. Beautiful. And lots of foam around her in these waters. To which in the comments section, pretty instantaneously, those that knew that area knew why the water was so foamy. And that is because pretty much the sewer lines of Cape Town flow right into the place and the mouth that influencer was swimming in. That's right. She was in the middle of sewage water.
That is salty.
The foam, given the total opposite of FOMO. That's totally
You know, back in the 80s, TV taught us that one of the most dangerous things on Earth was quicksand.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Still fear it.
I know. I've never run into it, but a few cows in England, not so lucky. Firefighters got word that a herd broke through their fence in the middle of the night, went to the river for a little water and fun, then got stuck when the ground hardened underneath them. Luckily, they were able to rescue all four, and the firefighters say they wound up with an utterly good ending for all. Utterly with the cows of corn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You better run.
If you
can run.
You better run.
They can't run. They're stuck.
Let us go to Port Charlotte, Florida. That's right. We have a Florida man.
Florida man.
Aww.
Florida man and his girlfriend were recently arrested for using fake money. The man got busted trying to buy a cell phone while his girlfriend was taken into custody. And she was popped for using a fake $100 bill, because that's what you want to do is big denominations, at a Dollar General.
Oh.
Because when you bust out a $100 bill at a Dollar General, people aren't going to notice at all.
Give her anything she wants there, baby.
Or they're not going to notice if the backside of the bill is printed upside down.
Oh, dear.
They were not good at what they did, and now they've been charged. Well, that's a big felony, counterfeiting. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So you remember that naked boat thief that got caught off the coast of Manhattan this
week? Some will never forget.
We talked about him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's on the move once again. Mm. This time he managed to escape from the New York City hospital where he was being held, presumably because of his strange behavior. But this time, he stole something else. That would be a lab coat. He threw on some hospital socks and was on his way. Police are on the hunt for him once again. I mean, you may want to just check a boat.
Like Michael Bourne out there just using the Ethan Hunt. And then he's back out on the loose?
Yeah. He's covering up this time.
I would look for the jet skis in the Hudson and see if there's a naked dude.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That is salty.
Don't go swimming with them. It's not a good guide.
The TSA is now pleading with travelers to stop, quote, concealing animals in strange places, end quote, when passing through their airport security. Mm. You wonder if the TSA is ever going to get to a breaking point, because you got to think daily they're pushed. In this press release, it's like written by me. It's like, as matter of fact, they don't even care anymore. TSA, pleading with travelers to, quote, stop concealing animals in strange places. This comes after just late last week when a woman tries to smuggle two live turtles in her upper area.
Oh, dear. The girls?
The bosoms. One had a man with a turtle in his pants, and TSA, this statement is something, says, we believe this is the first time we've come across at this particular TSA station someone who was concealing a live animal down the front of their pants. So TSA says, please stop hiding animals in weird places. Well, where would you like us to hide them? Okay?
That is something.
So there's a lot of good things to steal. A police officer's identity, probably not one of them. A man in Australia did not get the memo, which was evident when he tried to make his regular car into a cruiser. But instead of spelling police, it was spelled P-O-I-L-C-E.
Oh.
He was in for the full gusto.
Man.
They caught him with ammo in the trunk and emergency lights. He's now facing a variety of charges and probably not going to win any spelling bees.
How do you spell it?
He spelled it P-O-I-L-C-E. Poils.
So close. So on the cusp of greatness. And then finally, we into a soccer-friendly match over there in Bulgaria. These two actually are the Bulgarian First Division teams. Held a minute's silence for a former player. This was for the Bulgarian team, Arda Kardzali, as they were facing other Bulgarian giants, Levski Sofia. This was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning of the match, both teams gathered at the center circle. They bowed their heads to remember the home team's club legend, Petko Gonchev. Moment of silence lasted a minute. The crowd joined in to 78-year-old Petko Gonchev, who was at home watching television of the match, wondering what the heck?
Oh, dear.
Called his contacts at the team and said, hey, guys, I'm fine. By the midway through the second half of the match, they issued the team an apology, saying, we wish Petko Gonchev many more years of good health to enjoy the success of the team.
Dun, 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 dun,
he's fine. Petko's fine.